Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good Sunday and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Like I always say, I got no clue what time it is for you, but all I know it is the NFL Rewind time for me here. Unbelievable. Week 11 did not disappoint us, people. We had teams like the Bills who could reestablish themselves by beating up on a Colts team, but it wasn't to be. The Ravens, they're going to do some damage without Lamar Jackson. Oh, yeah, that's right. They will. They beat the Bears in a really, really interesting football game. The Browns, they get it done against the Detroit Lions. They're banged up as all hell. So any victory that the Browns get at this point, I'll be somewhat impressed. The Titans, I guess they had us all fooled because, you know what, it was all good without Derrick Henry until the Texans roll into town. You can't make this stuff up, people. One of the best games of the day, the Packers and the Vikings. It's a division game. It's a rivalry game. We all know anything can and will happen, and yep, it did. What an amazing game there. We'll talk about that. So many more great games to talk about, whether it was the game where the Cardinals are playing without Kyler Murray once again, and they go to Seattle, a place that's really tough to win, except if you're the Arizona Cardinals. The Cowboys, they had a chance to step up and make some noise when they're playing the Chiefs, who are kind of down this year, but looks like they may be figuring things out a little bit after a few nice weeks in a row for that team. So when we thought things were kind of going upside down in the AFC, maybe not so much. The Steelers, what an interesting contest that was with the Chargers. They scored 27 points. I'm talking about the Steelers in the fourth quarter, and they still find a way to lose that football game. So yeah, week 11 of the NFL, people, it was absolutely insane. It was crazy. Chaos all over the freaking place. And yep, that's right, the Dorf Man once again here to talk to you about it on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Man, oh man. Ways to get at me, people. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And you know what? We're talking real NFL football right here on Sport.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Kendricks and fullback Aaron Ripkowski. Williams the deep back, Hundley under center. Third and goal at the one, down 7-3. Hundley handoff to Williams. There's pressure in the backfield. He's hit and he carries the pile. Multiple Buccaneers and breaks the play near left for a touchdown. A physical pummeling by Jamal Williams into the 281-pound William Goldston. It's 9-7 Packers, 7-12 to go first half. At the 20 at first and 10. Handoff bounces off the first and swerves near left. 15, 10, 5, hops into the end zone. Touchdown! Aaron Jones, 20 yards. And the Packers take it 26-20 in overtime over Tampa Bay. The playoff hopes alive and a Lambeau leap for Aaron Jones.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Smoking hot!
Welcome back in, everybody. Definitely a smoking hot week in the NFL. Absolutely crazy. Chaos ensued all over the place. Week 11 did not disappoint us. Seriously, man, oh man. Wait till I run through all the scores for you people. I can't even believe some of the scores I'm going to give you. It all did start out on Thursday. The Patriots, 25-0 over the Falcons. And now the leaders in that division, after I get through telling you what happened to the Bills, they got manhandled, destroyed by the Colts. 41-15 was the final there. And you know what I kept saying to you for the past few weeks, people? The Colts are much better than their record would suggest. And you know what? Quite frankly, at this point in time, I'm starting to look smarter and smarter each and every week. Ravens, 16-13 over the Bears. They did it without Lamar Jackson. This Huntley kid came in and he played himself one hell of a football game. Got to give him credit. The kid from Utah, undrafted, by the way. Browns, they got one out against the Lions. 13-10 is the final there. Tim Boyle, not enough to get it done for the Detroit Lions. Baker Mayfield, just enough to get the Browns passed. Texans, maybe the shocker of the day, 22-13 over the Titans, who before this week had answered every single question that was thrown at them about the loss of Derrick Henry. Maybe just a bad week. We'll have to see what the next few weeks hold for the Titans. Packers and Vikings, maybe the game of the day. 31-34 is the final. Vikings get it done. A late kick to get it done. No time as the time expires. Really, really good football game. I'll dissect that one a little bit later. Dolphins 24, Jets 17, Saints 29, Eagles 40. All of a sudden, the Eagles are starting to get in the conversation. And don't look now, but Jalen Hurts looks to me like he's figuring out how to be an NFL quarterback. Washington, another somewhat of a shocker of a game, because the momentum that you would have thought that the Panthers had built after beating the Arizona Cardinals the week before, they have a letdown. Washington 27, Panthers 21. Very disappointing. Not disappointing, 49ers 30-10 over the Jaguars. They get it done, them getting themselves a little bit in the mix as well, the 49ers. So a lot to talk about when I go through the standings. Bengals 32-13 over the Raiders. Cowboys go down to the Chiefs 19-9. Cardinals, they beat the Seahawks 23-13. Sunday nighter, a shootout of a game. 41-37, the Chargers beating Big Ben and the Steelers. Herbert had a big day. Eckler had a big day. Really, really good football team right there. They got a ton of offensive weapons. Explosive as all hell, if you ask me. All right, so I'm going to run through the divisions for you now because a bit of a shakeup, at least in the AFC. New England Patriots on top of the division now, 7-4. Bills, 6-4. I think we thought they were going to run away with this thing. Dolphins, Jets, they're out of it. Really don't need to talk too much about them. But the Patriots, that's big news this week because you know what? We were talking about them early in the year, like look out for them. They're going to take some time to figure it out. Looks to me like that is starting to happen. Baltimore, huge gutty victory for that team. I'll tell you what, had they lost that one, you really opened the door for Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, even Cleveland. But truth be told, Baltimore, really, really important victory for them. Without their guy, Lamar Jackson, on the road in Chicago, ugly, ugly, ugly football game. But they're 7-3. Cincinnati, 6-4. Pittsburgh, 5-4. Cleveland, 6-5. Maybe the most competitive division in all of football. Tennessee Titans on top of their division, but it gets a little closer now because of the loss, and a loss that at the end of the year, they could wind up kicking themselves over. Tennessee Titans 8-3. Indianapolis Colts above 500 finally, 6-5. Texans, Jaguars, 2-8. Nothing to say other than they're out of the mix. Kansas City Chiefs all of a sudden on top in the AFC West. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they were in the cellar. They have now won four straight games. It looks to me like they are figuring things out, more so on the defensive side than anywhere else. And quite frankly, really important to have a good defense late in the season, because when you can't count on your offense, you need the defense to step up. All of a sudden, Kansas City defense starting to play much better. They're on top, 7-4. Chargers, big victory for them, keeping them right there at 6-4. Raiders slipping, Broncos both at 5-5. And the Raiders have lost three straight. Just make that note. Three straight losses for them, four straight wins for Kansas City. All right, NFC East is looking like this. Dallas Cowboys, 7-3. Philadelphia Eagles, 5-6. Washington football team, 4-6. Giants out of the mix. But here's the point. Dallas Cowboys, it gets a little bit tighter because the Eagles are finding ways to win football games. Jalen Hurts improving each and every single week. Dak Prescott, I'll tell you what, first time where I was like, man, he's making some bad mistakes. I was watching the game. Tough outing for the Dallas Cowboys against the Chiefs, but still leading their division. NFC North, Green Bay Packers on top, 8-3. Minnesota got a huge victory. Another team that I'm going to tell you, probably better than their record would suggest. And I said that about the Colts. I also feel that way about the Minnesota Vikings. I'll be interested to see how they're able to go out and finish the season. Will they get themselves up a couple notches to solidify making the postseason? We will see. Time will tell. Bears and Lie Downs both out of the mix. Lie Downs still winless on the season, by the way. One tie, nine losses. Tampa Bay Buccaneers on top of their division. New Orleans Saints behind them. Carolina Panthers. I'll tell you what, that's a loss that hurts. It really, really hurts them and their chances. You just came off of a nice victory over the Arizona Cardinals. Totally unexpected. Cam Newton, he winds up having a big part in that action. Touchdown on the ground, touchdown in the air. Not the same the second week. So, interesting. Cardinals on top in the NFC West right now, 9-2. Rams behind them, 49ers and Seahawks bringing up the sellers. So, wild, wild week in the NFL, 1,000%. I want to run through the scores real quickly one more time for you. Patriots got it all started off, 25-0 over the Falcons Thursday. Colts, somewhat of a shocker, beating the Bills, 41-15. Ravens, 16-13 over the Bears. Lie Downs, continuing to be winless, 10-13. Browns win an absolutely ugly but needed football game. Texans shock the world and the Titans 22-13. Packers go down to the Vikings 31-34. Dolphins 24-17 over the Jets, 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 Jets. Eagles getting themselves back in the mix. We'll be talking a little bit about this stuff on the other side, by the way. 40-29 over the Saints, who, disappointing. Let's be honest, man. Week one, Jameis Winston, they put up 38. The Packers scored three. That's a distant memory at this moment in time, being dead serious. Washington, 27-21 over the Panthers. 49ers, 30-10 over the Jaguars. And then the Bengals, 32-13 over the Raiders. Chiefs, 19-9 over the Cowboys. Cardinals, 23-13. The Chargers, 41-37 in the Sunday night shootout. All right, folks, I got to take a pause for the cause. I'll come back. I'm going to start rapping about what my eyes told me about Week 11 of the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, people. You gotta love John Facenda and the calls, the narrator that he was. I mean, just made his way for NFL Films, NFL Follies. This guy was Football Follies, I mean. This guy was the man. He's a legend. And quite frankly, anytime I can hear that voice, I am grateful. Welcome back in, everybody. NFL Rewind, week 11 of the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, here on Sports Overnight America. So much to dive into, and I'm going to at this moment in time and give you some analysis of what my eyes told me, everything that I saw with everything that took place on the games. Just honestly, some of these things were just so shocking. I walk away in disbelief a lot of what happened on this given Sunday. Absolutely incredible stuff. All right, so let me take you through some of the events that took place. First and foremost, Josh Allen had a terrible day. The Buffalo Bills had a terrible day. It was miserable. The weather was miserable there, man. This was an opportunity for those guys to be able to go out there and reestablish themselves. They had an awesome chance. The Indianapolis Colts are coming to town. You're playing in your backyard. The Colts are playing pretty well. This is a way where you can kind of silence people. All you did is you opened up the book for more questions. Because, quite frankly, you couldn't stop Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts. They ran all over the place. And we think of the Buffalo Bills as a relatively good defensive team. The Colts put up 41 freaking points. The Bills put up 15. They had two donuts throughout the game, man. The first quarter and the third quarter, they scored nothing. Josh Allen looked out of sorts throughout most of the game. The Colts literally looked like the better football team to me. Weather probably had something to do with it, but that's an excuse, man. And if you know anything about me, I don't like excuses. I would say that the Colts were the better football team, and it was somewhat shocking because the Bills had a great opportunity to reestablish themselves. They didn't do it. But the Colts are now a team, in my humble opinion, they keep building momentum. They keep getting better week in and week out. Look out for the Indianapolis Colts, man. I can't say this enough. I really can't. They're so much better than their record would suggest. And at this moment in time, I agree with my producer, Scott. The Bills are flat out over freaking rated, man. Josh Allen and all these guys, they had me jobbed. Great call, Scott. I agree, man. I totally agree. Over freaking rated are the Buffalo Bills right now. Good call. I think it's because we want them to be ready to take that next step. I don't know, man. The Colts, look out. That's all I'm saying. Look out for the Ravens, too. You know why? Because they can win football games when their best player's not on the freaking field, man. The Bills couldn't win with their best player on the field. The Ravens, they also might have found a guy that, I'll tell you what, if Lamar ever gets hurt, Huntley looked pretty damn good. He was 26 of 36, like 219 yards. I know he had an interception, but at the end of the day, he came in and he made plays at the end of the game. And he's not supposed to be able to do that. I don't know, man. The AFC, to me, is freaking wide open. But with that being said, there's certain teams that are building momentum. And one of them is the Kansas City Chiefs. They have figured out over the last 4 weeks, the defense needs to step up. The defense needs to make plays. And they have. The Chargers, they stepped up a little bit too. The Chiefs and the Chargers, I was relatively impressed with what the Chiefs and the Chargers were able to accomplish. Not so much, like the Chargers won by 4 points, but here's what I was impressed with. I was watching Justin Herbert, and I was noticing that for a lot of the majority of this football game, they had things rolling. Like they were in control of this football game. I told you, the Steelers scored 27 points in the fourth quarter. They scored 37 total. They had 27 of them in the fourth quarter. The Chargers still win the game by 4 points, 41 to 37. So what does that tell you? For three quarters of this game, the Chargers were flat out, hands down, the better football team. Couple of crazy plays. Steelers get a block punt. That crazy interception where the guy bats it up in the air a million miles up. Dude comes up, scoops it, makes the interception. Like crazy things had to happen for the Steelers to make them a football game. And what I loved about Justin Herbert was even when things got a little bit challenging and they actually went down in that football game, if you can believe it, he wasn't nervous. He wasn't worried about this moment. So I think the Chargers, they're a good football team. The Chiefs are a good football team. And I agree with everything that Scott has said to me via our communication. The Bills are overrated, and I absolutely agree. The Patriots have been underrated. But I'll tell you what, when we have our Monday morning quarterback, I'll tell you what, everybody's going to be all over the Patriots, man. Everybody's going to be all over the Patriots, and everybody's going to be like, look, I told you. I told you long ago, everybody, Mac Jones was the best rookie quarterback to go out in this draft. And once again, Bill freaking Belichick scoops up a guy that everybody else passes on for some reason. And by the way, when the Patriots passed, so did everybody else, and so did the Patriots many, many times over. Obviously, I'm talking about Tom Brady. This time, Belichick wasn't going to make that mistake. He saw the guy that he wanted, and that was Mac Jones. And Mac Jones has proved to me that I was right about this guy. He was going to be good at the next level. Patriots building a big-time stock with me. Bills losing stock. Colts, huge stock with the dwarf man right now. Ravens having decent amount of stock with me right now because they were able to win in a spot where they easily could have lost. No Lamar, like half of the, no Hollywood Brown. They were missing so many dudes. That was a gutty victory from the Ravens. They're going to play a factor in this whole thing, for sure. Titans, you lost some serious ground, man. I'm sorry, but when you lose to the Texans who are playing for absolutely nothing, you lose something. And then if you wind up losing home field advantage for whatever reason, you can squarely look back to a game against the Texans and say, that was maybe the start of our demise. All right, I hear the music, meaning I got to take another pause for the cause. I'll do that. I'll come back, and I'll continue to give you more analysis of what my eyes saw for me from week 11 of the NFL. Can't believe we are almost done with this thing. 6 weeks left. Unbelievable. 6 weeks left of the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
From the 8, Brady drops back, looks to his right, he pumps, he steps up, he dumps it off Redmond at the 5, the tackle, he dives to the end zone. Night. Touchdown, Patriots!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That is just a fact of life.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
47-yarder to tie it. Six ticks remain. Pressure on the rookie. And boy, oh boy, does he deliver! Chase McLaughlin, a 47-yard pressure kick.
So here we go, first and goal for Russ and company. Play fake, he's going to half roll right side, still looking, throws back inside, ball is tipped up, is it caught? It is! It's caught in the back of the end zone by Hollister! Touchdown, Seahawks! Jacob Hollister reaches up with one hand as he's falling backwards, and Russ lays a little dime over the top for Hollister to catch, and the Seahawks have taken the lead 13-10.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
What a game!
Say that again. Welcome back in, everybody. What a game, what a game. I was saying that all day long from week 11 of the NFL. Everybody, I'm Andy Dorf at Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple few different ways. If you'd like, you can holler 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up, follow me, check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports there. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, let me get back into some real analysis about what my eyes were telling me about what I saw from the NFL. And I saw a lot of chaos, that's for damn sure. I saw a lot of great performances from people as well. Jonathan Taylor doing his best impersonation of Derrick Henry, if you ask me. 32 carries, 185 yards, 4 touchdowns. Absolutely unbelievable performance from this guy. I think the Colts had something like 5 rushing touchdowns on the ground. So really, really impressive running attack from the Indianapolis Colts. So we'll have to watch how that all continues for them through the rest of the season, because I really, really, really think they are much better than their record would suggest. And what I mean by that is that a couple early season losses in overtime, they had some tight down-to-the-wire games. They could easily be 3 or 4 games over 500. Another team that I haven't spoken much about, my Green Bay Packers. Everybody knows I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. They lose the football game, but not everything was terrible about this. Couple things I want to point out. Green Bay Packers have already played 7 games on the road. They've played 11 games on the season. So that tells you that the back end of the season is going to be heavy for them at home. The 3 games that they've lost on the season, first game of the season, New Orleans Saints, 38-3, things much different after that. They lose to Kansas City without Aaron Rodgers. They lose to the Vikings with Aaron Rodgers, but here's what I'm going to say, and it doesn't sound like it should sound this way, but the defense kind of kept them in the game, which is insane. If you watched the game, you would understand what I mean by that. First half of this game, Vikings score 16 points. Packers score 10. It's a relatively close football game. They scored 26 points. The second between the two teams is my point. Second half is a much different game. The Packers scored 21 points. The Vikings score 18. So there you go. You almost score 40 points in the second half of this football game. So early on, that defense of the Green Bay Packers did a great job of keeping them in the game when they were down 16-3 at one point. Like, certain things happened in this football game, and it was a very, very good football game. Defensively, offensively, both teams were executing. I mean, that's how you score 30-plus points. You have to be executing. And on the other side, well, you're like, well, how is that good defense? Because I'm explaining it to you. First half of the game, Packers scored 10 points. Vikings scored 16. It's not like this thing was a juggernaut in the first half. That became the situation in the second half. Reason I'm pointing that out is because the next team I want to talk about when it comes to winning streaks, losing streaks, playing well, not playing well, that's the Kansas City Chiefs, who are now on a four-game winning streak. Think about the three games that they lost early in the season. It was like the Chargers, the Ravens. My point is it was against really good football teams early in the season and still pretty damn good at this moment in time, too. So maybe those losses aren't as bad as we once thought. And if the Chiefs wind up figuring things out like they have over the last month or so, the defense is getting better. Offense, I'm sorry, but they're too good, okay? They have too many damn weapons for them not to figure it out and start scoring more than 19 points. Like, this isn't going to last. That's what I'm trying to say. We maybe thought that the Chiefs' defense was going to continue to be like Swiss cheese. And a guy that knows about cheese is a dude that lives or is great. I don't live, but I was born and raised in that great state of Wisconsin. So I know a thing about cheese. And the Chiefs have had a Swiss cheese-like defense. All of a sudden, the Cowboys have good offense, right? At least we think. Like, Dak is back. He's playing really well. 9 points. I'm going to look at what the Chiefs have done over the past few weeks because I really want to make my point extremely clear. I think they're defensively really starting to play pretty well. Okay, and let's go back for about a month or so. The Cowboys score 9. The Raiders score 14. These are all the games that the Chiefs have played. And these are all wins, by the way. They beat the Cowboys 19-9. They beat the Raiders 41-14. They beat the Packers 13-7. They beat the Giants 20-17. You get what I'm saying? All of a sudden, teams aren't scoring a ton of points like they were early in the season. When you look at the beginning, Browns 33-29. They win the game, but you get my point. That's a lot of points. The Ravens, they lose 36-35. Great game, but too many damn points. Chargers, they lose 30-24. Too many points. Eagles, they win, but they give them 30 points. Look, the defense has gotten way, 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 way better for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you don't have to look very far to see what has changed for the Kansas City Chiefs, because the offense is still sputtering, if you will. And again, it's only a matter of time. That's a ticking time bomb, okay? That's a serious ticking time bomb. So if you're going to beat them, you better do it now. Look out for the Chiefs. I think they started out a little hungover. They really did. They got off to a rough start. But again, the schedule was relatively challenging. And now you're starting to see they're building momentum. That's why I'm talking about them a lot. Because I think they're going to wind up figuring things out. And I do think that the Chiefs, they're going to be the cream of the crop and the class of the AFC at the end of the day. I think the Cardinals are probably pretty good too. Again, they had a couple weeks, 3 weeks, where I was like, I don't know, maybe the same old cards. But once again, Colt McCoy, able to get the job done, pretty efficient too. 35 of 44, 328, a couple touchdowns. James Conner, unsung hero, by the way. This dude has been a beast. He's had a great comeback season. he might be on that list for comeback player of the year. Like, no joke. He's been huge for the Arizona Cardinals. And the Cardinals are a pretty good football team. No DeAndre Hopkins again. No Kyler Murray. Defense only gives up 13. Russ is back for his second week. They've got weapons. Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They got guys that can get it done. Cardinals, once again, they built some stock with me once again. I don't know if the Packers really lost any stock with me. I'll be honest. Vikings are better than their record would suggest. Colts, better than their record would suggest. Those are two teams that I think they make the postseason. Really do. Look out for the Eagles a little bit, too. That's another team I'm kind of watching. They've been putting up points like crazy. Jalen Hurts. I want to give you this guy's numbers, man. Like, he's all of a sudden becoming a guy that you got to kind of look out for. He doesn't really do it in the air, but it's his feet. 18 rushes, 69 yards. Here's the big number, though, people. Three touchdowns for that dude. Three touchdowns for Jalen Hurts on the ground. 13 of 24 through the air, 147 yards. No touchdowns, but more importantly, no interceptions. And quite frankly, they're playing around this guy's skill set. Okay? So I do like what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing. And I like what Jalen Hurts is starting to bring to the table. And they're using his skill set the way they got to use his skill set. Going to be fun. Really going to be fun to watch the last few several weeks of this season. Can't believe we're already at, we're through with week 11. I'm shocked. I really am. Always say it, but it never gets old. The season goes way too freaking quick, man. We can't get enough of this stuff. We just can't. I also noticed it's that time of the year where backups play a major role. Really, really play a major role. That's why the Ravens got that victory. Huntley looked the part. I mean, this guy played great. You know, Trevor Siemian, obviously they've dug deep for the Saints, not having the same type of success. For crying out loud, the Jets go to Joe Flacco. They're really searching, right? Insanity, man. Insanity all throughout the NFL. Seriously. One of the bigger shockers and disappointments, again, going back to the Bills, who they're overrated. I agree. They are overrated. And right now in the AFC, I don't trust anybody, man. I don't trust anybody in the AFC as far as I can throw them. And I'll tell you what, with my bad knee, I shouldn't be throwing anybody. By the way, I got two bad knees. I shouldn't be throwing anybody. But truth be told, this is one of the most wide open years I've seen in so many years. Nobody really, really stepping up and saying, hey, I want to run away and be the best team. And if there is, it's the Arizona Cardinals, who are 9-2 and have the best record throughout all of the NFL. Oh, gotta take a break, man. I'm gonna come back and do what I always do. It's called the parting shot. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 11 of the NFL Rewind, right here with me on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close. I'll be back, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hello, you there in the car.
Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, my people of the late night, for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, comes to you live each and every Sunday, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I take you into those wee hours all over the globe, so I have no idea what time it is for you, but like I always tell you, I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. And another announcement for you, check me out on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And you can always check me out all over the globe, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, each and every Sunday morning, doing the Dorf on Sports radio extravaganza. All right, so we're at the point in the program where I give you the parting shot, and it goes a little something like this. Okay, people, so things have happened for 11 weeks throughout the NFL season, and chaos has definitely been a word that I've used. It's been insane. It's been wild. It's been a whole heck of a lot of fun, too. But here's where I'm at right now after week 11. The New England Patriots have really, really started to figure things out. They've won five straight games. That means something to me, and you know what? It's happening at the right time in the season. So look out for the New England Patriots. That's what I'm going to tell you people first and foremost. Another thing I'm going to tell you is look out for the Baltimore Ravens. They win football games when their best player isn't on the football field. To me, that says something about their coach. That says something about them. They got character. Look out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yep, they've won four straight now, people. Starting to figure things out. The defense getting a whole heck of a lot better. Dallas Cowboys, listen, you're lucky because your division isn't that great. You got some problems, serious problems, if you will. Green Bay Packers, look out a little bit. You can't slip up too much. Tampa Bay, same goes to you. Cardinals, you're the best team in all of football. For Scott, I got to say peace. I'll have another great night to you, and I'll be back next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Take care, everybody.